From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Donald Trump Wednesday told law enforcement officials his January 27th executive order on restricting entry of people from seven countries is clear and lawful, and, referring to a court decision to suspend his order, warned the nation's security could be at risk.
I think it's sad. I think it's a sad day. I think our security is at risk today, and it will be at risk until such time as we are entitled and get what we are entitled to as citizens of this country.
A federal appeals court is expected to rule this week whether a federal judge had the legal grounds to suspend the ban. The case could end up before the Supreme Court. Kenya's Supreme Court Thursday blocked a government plan to close a refugee camp near the Somali border as unconstitutional and amounting to the persecution of refugees. Nairobi argues the camp housing 250,000 people has been used as a training ground for al-Shabaab, insurgents who have launched repeated attacks for Kenya's deployment to fight the rebels in Somalia. Somalia has a new president. Lawmakers elected former Prime Minister Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, better known as Farmaajo, as Somalia's new leader. Mohamed, who also has U.S. citizenship, won the largest share of votes in the second round, far out distancing incumbent leader Hassan Sheikh Mohamed and former President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed. The new president was quickly sworn in and pledged to improve security, fight corruption, and assist the poor. Ivory Coast government said it will try to defuse an uprising by elements of the security forces after troops stormed out of their barracks and seized a southeastern town Tuesday. This is VOA.